Another game where people who've come a long way take a short trip to nowhere. It's called Not My Job. Jamila Jamil was already a successful radio host in her native Great Britain when she decided to move to L.A. and try to get into the entertainment industry. And she went on one audition, booked the job, and became a star in the sitcom The Good Place, because that's what happens to everybody who moves to L.A. We are delighted she's joining us now. Jamila Jamil, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I cannot think of someone who we've spoken to who has a more interesting background than you. It is true, as far as I know. You moved to L.A., somebody said, oh, you should audition for this role, and then you were cast as the lead in a network sitcom.
Yeah, I had about $17 left in my bank account the day that I got given the role as Tahani, and called me at like 10 p.m. All of my agents were on the phone, and I knew something really big was happening, but I couldn't possibly imagine it was that. I didn't think he was going to put me on camera opposite Ted Danson.
So yeah, that I do want to go back into your background. You professionally, you were a radio presenter, as they call it, right?
Well, before that, I was an English teacher. So I was an English teacher who was discovered in a pub by a producer who thought that I would be good on television. And they called me in for an audition. And 1 week after that, I was put live on national television on the biggest youth entertainment show in the history of the UK by myself, having never done any kind of media training. And I went on from that show to hosting more and more shows about music and art and fashion. And then in 2012, I wanted to get away from being on screen because I felt like people had developed an obsession with my appearance. So I went into radio.
I do find it amazing, though, that you told that story that you were an English teacher in a pub where someone came up to you and said, hey, you're amazing, I want to put you on television, and a week later you were on television. And then you went to L.A. some years later, and you said, In the first meeting you took, they said, we want to give you the lead in this major TV show.
I really think I must have done some sort of deal with the devil in a past life, if they exist, because I don't understand it either. I don't think it's acceptable either. I understand that it is not a popular story amongst my peers. I understand why. I didn't even sleep my way to the top. I wish I could even say that to the middle. I could sleep my way out of the job, I reckon.
Were you a good English teacher?
Oh, no.
Did you study to be an English teacher, or did someone just come up to you?
Someone came up to me in
English.
A pub.
Yeah, exactly.
I was teaching English as a foreign language, and so it's a fairly easy-ish job to get, but you are in front of a classroom of people of all different ages, from all different countries. None of them speak the same language, definitely not your language, and you have to teach them from scratch the very basics of English via only the art of mime. That's the only tool
because they
you
don't
have
speak English.
To be able to teach them how to communicate. So I'll never forget this. I had this room full of Polish nuns, and I had to teach them via the art of mime why it's very important to not pronounce sitting as which they were doing. And so I had to mime a coming out of
you did not
with my hand in front of women of God. And watching horror as they learn to understand pronunciation.
Jamila, usually if you just speak louder to foreigners, they'll get it. You just got to say it. You just scream at them. They appreciate that.
Or fake their accent. That always works for Moz.
Oh, yeah.
Done a little bit of that.
I am kind of amazed, as you say, Ted Danson is a legendary actor, especially in television.
Yeah.
And so how did, all right, you're going to have a major role in this TV show. How did you prepare? You've never done anything like that before, I assume.
No, I hadn't done anything. I'd never acted professionally in any kind of capacity. And so I comfortate. I'd say that was my biggest preparation.
I'm sorry, say that word again.
I comfortate. I ate
my
feelings. I stress ate. And by the end of season one, was fully just exploding out of all of my costumes. They'd all been fitted to my original size, and everything was open at the back.
Really?
Because I couldn't fit into anything anymore. So I wore everything like an apron. Any shot you see of me in The Good Place, I'm fully nude at the back.
So before you moved to Hollywood, we heard you had a job as a party DJ.
Are you referring to my first ever gig?
Yes, that is what I'm referring to, and I was hoping
you
could tell that story.
This is perfectly in line with all of the other stupid things that have ever happened to me in my career. I was once at an event, and I was talking to a woman who I didn't know what her job was, her background. She's being very nice to me. I was telling her how much I wish I could be a DJ because I have terrible social anxiety. And she was like, oh, you know, I need a DJ for Elton John's party next week.
Elton John.
So she was like, would you? Yeah. I need a DJ for Elton John's party. It's next week. Do you think you could come? Are you available? And I was like, yes. Yes, I am. I am a DJ who is available next week for Elton John's party. And found myself with 6.5 days after that moment to find a teacher and learn how to DJ for Elton John.
I'm looking at this, what seems to be a Grammy Award behind you, and I'm assuming you just won it when one day someone invited you to record a solo album.
Yeah, I just met a guy in a supermarket, and he handed me his phone. I sang into it, and I won this Grammy. No, that is my boyfriend's Grammy. He is a singer and a producer, and he made a song with Kendrick Lamar, who's a rapper, and they won a Grammy.
There you are.
Wow. I have 0 Grammys, unbelievably, considering my luck otherwise.
I know, it does seem strange, weirdly. Well, Jamila Jamil, we could talk to you all day, but we have business to do. We have invited you here to play a game we're calling
Welcome to the Wood Place.
You starred in The Good Place, so we thought we'd ask you about the Wood Place. That is, various places you might find wood. Answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose in their voicemail. Bill, who is Jamila Jamil playing for?
Liz Hill of Newark, New Jersey.
All right. You ready to do this?
You know what? I've had good beginner's luck up until now. I feel confident.
There you are. Given your record, you will actually win the Nobel Prize somehow for
doing this. Oh, God. Imagine if this is where I lose my lucky streak.
Oh, God.
I will never forgive you.
You would ruin it.
I will never forgive you.
All right. Well, let's see how this goes.
Okay, our first
wood place is the Redwood Forest of Northern California, where the movie The Return of the Jedi was shot in the early 1980s. Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, had extra protection at all times on the set. Why? Was it A, he was given a helmet after his 4th concussion from hitting his head on low branches? B, he had to be constantly sprayed with pesticide after hornets kept making nests in his fur? Or C, he was constantly accompanied by crew members in brightly colored vests so he wouldn't be mistaken for Bigfoot and shot?
I would say the first one is true, the helmet.
He was given a helmet, him being a very tall person, Chewbacca being very tall. And he had to be given a helmet because he kept walking into the branches. Is that your guess?
That is my guess.
I'm afraid it was not. It was actually, he was constantly accompanied by bodyguards to keep him from being shot by people hunting for Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. I didn't presume that was possibly true.
Next question. Another great place for wood is the Home Depot. The stores. Right. The store chain helped change the fast food industry. How? A, the first Shake Shack was a booth at an exit to a Home Depot in Scranton, Pennsylvania. B, the first Chicken McNuggets were made by throwing chicken scraps into a Home Depot wood chipper. Or C, the first Doritos Tacos Locos had its flavoring sprayed on it by using a paint gun from Home Depot.
My instinct said the Dorito gun, but the sensible answer was number one.
All right, so
I'm going to say number three.
That's what happened. That's the correct answer.
Well, thank God for that.
I know. All right. It is true. That's what happened, that the first Doritos Locos, which, by the way, is the most successful product ever sold at Taco Bell, was started with a little paint gun spraying, I guess, a Dorito powder onto a taco. All right. Get this last one right, and you win. The ultimate wood place, of course, is a treehouse. Tarzan's treehouse in Disneyland, that's an attraction there, made the news last year after a visiting dad did what? A, he broke one of the rope suspension bridges by jumping on it to show his kids it was totally safe. B, he moved his family into the treehouse for a whole week before they were caught. Or C, he attempted to chop it down for firewood.
I feel like it would have been a sadder story of death had he done the first one. I'm going with number two.
I'm afraid it was, in fact, number one. That's what happened, in fact. The dad was not injured, but he still insists it was that way when he jumped on it. Bill, how did Jamila Jamil do in our quiz?
Well, we won't keep her in suspense, but 1 out of 2 is almost a win. As a matter of fact, how could we say no to Jamila? Congratulations, Jamila. Thanks for coming.
That's what's great about having an arbitrary power over a meaningless contest. You won! We just decided! Okay. Jamila Jamil is an actor, writer, and TV host. You can currently see her on The Misery Index on TBS and Legendary, which is streaming on HBO Max. Jamila Jamil, what an absolute joy to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me and asking me questions about my entirely silly life.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You were great. Thank you.
Bye.